The Match of the Day presenter, Gary Lineker, has lashed out at bookies for making it too easy to get hooked on betting on sport. The football legend has had a go at the amount of commercials for gambling and apps and says as a parent it's something he's worried about. In an interview with men's magazine GQ, Lineker called the rise of online gambling really dangerous and warned that something needs to be done. The GAA star, Oisin McConville, with us today. Good morning to you, Oisin.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. You were once addicted to gambling.
That's correct, yeah. I suppose it was something that I started around 14 years of age. It was instantly attracted to it and fell into a gambling addiction probably shortly after that, even though at the time I didn't know it.
How do you gamble at 14?
Well, I was gambling in local bookies, small amounts of money to begin with, but as I say, it was the instant attraction, and as soon as I got attracted to it, on all the trappings, and believe me, whenever I was going into bookies at 14 years of age, they weren't the plush bookmakers that we associate with the big companies now. It was a dingy bookies, smoke-filled room at the back of a pub, and for some reason, as I say, that at that time attracted me. I wanted to be one of the high rollers from a very early age, and I suppose I set out and tried to achieve that, but ultimately, I fell into an addiction. As I say, at the time I didn't realise it. It wasn't even that I was in denial. It was just the fact that I just didn't, as I say, I just thought this was the norm. So,
and you reckon you lost more than £100,000?
Well, I lost a lot more than that because that was my actual debt whenever I had finished gambling. That was the amount of money that I had to begin paying back. So, the figures would be quite significantly higher than that.
What type of numbers were you gambling? Like
I started off, I suppose, with 50p's and pounds to tenners to on the pound to whatever I could get my hands on. And I suppose, as I grew older, different jobs, more access to money.
What was your biggest bet, Oisin?
Sorry?
What was your biggest bet?
Around £10,000.
On one
bet? That was coming towards the end of my gambling. Now, that money wouldn't have been mine. That obviously was borrowed, stolen, whatever it was, in order to, to get that bet on. So it sounds like a significant figure, and it is a significant figure, but at that stage, I suppose, complete insanity had kicked in on my part. I had no rhyme or reason, as far as money. I had no attachment to money anymore. There was a complete detachment to reality. So, that's the sort of figures I was gambling in the end.
And why can't you stop? Explain to me what the feeling is in your head. Because the odds are against you. You know you're going to lose your money.
Yeah, well, I suppose that's the thing. The fantasy is that you're only one bet away from sorting out all your problems. And that's the way I would have lived my life for quite a significant number of years. As I say, it's an instant attraction. I suppose the best way to describe it, and we see a lot of vivid images of people who are strung out in drugs and heroin and different things like that there. And, the fix for a gambler is actually getting that bet on. The fix isn't, the winning or the losing. The fix is actually getting that money down. And, that was as far as a gambler is concerned, that's his hit. That huge amount of relief as soon as you get a bet on. And it's the scamming, the scheming, the stealing, the borrowing, the begging, whatever it is in order to get that bet on. And once you have that bet on, there is a huge amount of relief, as far as a gambler is concerned.
And what is your view on what Gary Lineker has said in terms of online betting and these apps that are coming out?
Well, Gary Lineker makes a very good point as far as, the availability of gambling. We're exposing more people to gambling. I mean, anybody who walks into a Gamblers Anonymous meeting now, the biggest influx of people in there will be women between the ages of probably 30 and 50. And it used to be a completely male-dominated problem. Or, when you go into a meeting, maybe there were 16 people in, well then 16 of them would have been men, whereas now you've got a number of women who are there. But also, it ranges from ages of 17, 18, right up to 70 and 80. And I think the big thing about it is, as I say, the more people we expose to it, you know, a study in America has said that for every 8 people that we expose to gambling, that one will gamble compulsively. So as the figures raise for the amount of people we have gambling, then the bigger the problems are. And I think the one thing is that, you know, as a former compulsive gambler, I would not lay any of the blame for my gambling at the door of a bookmaker. I mean, it was they were all my choices. They were my life choices. But it is something that I feel that, you know, governments need to look at.
Well, Shane, do me a favour. Stay there.
Yep.
And we'll come back to you in just a sec.